Chapter 1. Dream Date Dilemma. I think Mondays are just horrible, Maeve pronounced with a dramatic flourish as she munched on her tuna salad sandwich and glanced around the table at her friends. The Beacon Street girls, otherwise known as the BSG, sat in the cafeteria together as they did every day at Abigail Adams Junior High. Chaotic sounds of kids laughing, talking, and eating filled the lunchroom, mixing with smells of pizza, hamburgers, and French fries. Don't worry, Maeve. Lots of people hate Mondays, Charlotte chimed in as she popped a potato chip into her mouth. Even me, and I love school. Charlotte gave a little shiver as she thought about how she'd snuggled down in her covers this morning after the alarm went off. She would have liked to stay there the entire day, reading, scratching Marty, the official BSG mascot, under his chin, and drinking hot chocolate. But her dad had come in, urging her to rise and meet the day. He wasn't a Monday morning person either, but when it came time for them both to get going, he would sometimes sing Charlotte out of bed in a loud, off-key, operatic voice. Today had been one of those mornings. I love Mondays, especially this Monday, Avery exclaimed. We're having a pickup soccer game after school today.
In February? Isabel asked.
Hello? Haven't you noticed the warm spell we've been having? Maeve let out another dramatic sigh and stared at her soggy sandwich.
Well, in my very personal opinion, Mondays are the worst. Starting with those pop quizzes Ms. O'Reilly gives us in social studies. I mean, really, who can face a pop quiz at 8 a.m?
Katani shook her head, her gold hoop earrings swinging from her ears.
Maeve, did you stay up late watching reality TV again last night?
Maeve gasped.
I had to find out what happened to Chad and Lara.
She shook her red curls in disgust.
Besides, how can I learn how to become a great actor if I don't watch great actors?
Avery hooted.
Maeve, get real. Chad and Lara aren't actors. They're just paid show-offs.
Maeve giggled.
You're right, Ave. But Chad is so cute.
Isabel took a bite out of her apple and chewed thoughtfully. A strand of dark hair fell into her eyes and she flipped it aside.
Seriously, I'm not a big fan of pop quizzes either, but I think I like Mondays too. I'm always more inspired at the beginning of the week. That's when I'm most creative and I do my best artwork. I'm all relaxed from the weekend and I feel pumped for a new challenge.
Maeve leaned forward on her elbows, her eyes sparkling with mischief.
Okay, guys. Enough about Mondays. Let's discuss something much more interesting. Like Fridays. Like this Friday in particular. Hello, everybody. The Valentine's Day dance. I just can't wait.
All of a sudden, her hands flew to her chest. Maeve, the great actor, was off and running.
I mean, it will be just like that old black-and-white movie where the girl goes to the dance and meets the prince in disguise. He falls in love with her, and she has no idea that he's royalty. It's with this English actor named Sir Laurence Olivier. Doesn't that name sound lovely?
Her eyes danced as she waved her sandwich with excitement.
Loverly, mouthed Avery at the other BSG.
Well, I agree with Maeve. The dance is going to be totally maravilloso,
Isabel said, beaming at her friends.
I can't wait. I came in early this morning with the decorating committee to hang up the posters we designed last week.
Isabel's artistic skills were famous at AAJH, so it was no surprise to her friends that she'd been asked to help make posters.
So, a determined Maeve continued, has anyone thought about who they'd like to go to this marvelous dance with?
There was silence at the table.
Ms. Ramsey?
Maeve stared pointedly and held a fake microphone under Charlotte's nose.
Inquiring minds want to know. What are your thoughts about a certain dreamy, popular, handsome boy with the initials N.M.?
A rush of pink flooded Charlotte's cheeks as her friends exploded into giggles.
Nick's just a friend, she mumbled,
secretly wanting to throttle Maeve.